Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we'll be featuring songs from 1967, 1968, and 1969. One song in each of those 3 years in order. This half hour, we'll hear from the Contours, the Isley Brothers, Chuck Jackson, Brenda Holloway, Stevie Wonder, Martha of the Vandellas, Barbara McNair, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, and Junior Walker and the All-Stars. First up this half hour, the Contours, with So Hard Being a Loser, right here on Motown Memories.
A lonely man, so all alone. Tom Fallon.
Are you lonely for me, baby?
Oh, yes, I am.
Are you lonely for me, baby?
I'm coming home. My sweet baby, are you still? Tell your friend, it's the end. I will never again desert you. Hear your laugh, I can hear it laughing, baby. You say I was wrong to hurt you. Oh, I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry and blue. I'm no.
Motown memory from Chuck Jackson, Are You Lonely For Me? That reached number 27 on the rhythm blues charts and 107 on the pop charts from 1969. Before that, the Isley Brothers, Take Me In Your Arms, Rock Me In A Little While. That only reached number 22 on the rhythm blues charts and 122 on the pop charts from 1968. That song became more famous by Kim Weston and the Doobie Brothers. Before that, The Contours with It's So Hard Being a Loser, number 35 on the rhythm blues charts and number 79 on the pop charts of 1967. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring songs from 1967, 1968, and 1969. One song in each of those 3 years in that order. We'll back it up to 1967 and a song from Brenda Holloway, Just Look What You've Done. Well, Brenda Holloway was introduced to Motown Records by attending a DJ party in late 1963 where Berry Gordy was also there. She lip-synced to Mary Wells' hit You Beat Me to the Punch, and Berry was impressed by Holloway's looks and subsequently by her vocal power and opted to sign her to Motown. She was 17 at the time, and she was Motown's first West Coast signing as the party was in Los Angeles. Well, Brenda was given the option to either move to Detroit or stay in Los Angeles, as Motown was hiring West Coast staffers at that time. Well, Brenda chose to stay in Los Angeles for the time being, and her early Motown records were produced there by Al Davis and Mark Gordon. Well, here she is in a song called Just Look What You've Done, right here on Motown.
With the tender love, you filled my lonely days. You made me need you, darling, in so many ways. You no longer come around very much, and lately there's no tenderness in your touch. Where did it go, that warm and tender feeling? Where
Money love.
Delos with We Got Honey Love. They reached number 27 on the rhythm blues charts and number 56 on the pop charts from 1969. Before that, Stevie Wonder, Shubi Dubai Day, number 1 on the rhythm blues charts and number 9 on the pop charts from 1968. And we started with Brenda Holloway, Just Look What You've Done, number 21 on the rhythm blues charts and number 69 on the pop charts from 1967. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring songs from 1967, 1968, and 1969, one song per year in that order. Well, we'll spin it back to 1967 and a song that didn't chart very high from Barbara McNair, and the song is called Here I Am Baby. Well, Barbara McNair was born March 4, 1934 and died February 4, 2007. And she was born in Chicago and raised in Racine, Wisconsin. McNair studied music at the American Conservatory of Music in Chicago, and her big break came with a win on the U.S. TV show called Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scouts, which led to further bookings. She soon became one of the country's most popular headliners, and a guest on such television variety shows as The Steve Allen Show, Hullabaloo, The Bell Telephone Hour, and The Hollywood Palace. She also had a very successful acting career, both on television and in the movies. On television in the United States, she guested on such series as Dr. Kildare, I Spy, Mission Impossible, Hogan's Heroes, and McMillan and Wife. Interestingly enough, she posed nude for Playboy in the October 1968 issue. She caught the attention of the movie-going public with a much publicized nude sequences in the gritty crime drama Ippie Hollow's Let Him Go in 1968. And in 1970, she betrayed Sidney Poitier's wife in They Call Me Mr. Tibbs. Well, here is Barbara McNair, Here I Am Baby, right here on Motown.
Here I am, baby, the one who swore to never yield. Here I am, baby, the one who swore to play the field. Said I wouldn't let no man tie me down, not a single one now. Wasn't gonna ever give my heart to a mother's son now.
Like
Junior Walker and the All-Stars with What Does It Take to Win Your Love? That was number one of the blues charts and number seven in the U.S. pop charts from 1969. Before that, the great team of Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing, number one in the rhythm and blues charts and number eight in the pop charts from 1968. And we started with Barbara McNair, Here I Am Baby. That was written and produced by Smokey Robinson, and that reached 125 on the pop charts from 1967. This hour, we feature some great songs from the years 1967, 1968, and 1969. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.